I have a confession to make. This is my first Christmas Day service ever. Which feels wrong since I'm a priest, right? Like, aren't you and I been going to Christmas Day services for years and years? But, you know, family, kids, all those things conspired to make it. So this is my very first one, and I'm so happy to share it with you all. But it got me thinking, because I always go to church on Christmas Eve. I always associate the birth of Christ with an evening service, with candlelight and darkness. And I don't think it's just because of my schedule. Most of the pictures we see and the paintings we see of this scene, it's sort of candlelit with stars in the sky. It's nighttime, right? So it got me thinking, would this miracle feel different in the daylight? And it got me thinking about Mary, too, because I was wondering, did Mary wake up after a short nap, sore and exhausted, her bedclothes stiff with the sweat of her labor, and shake her head and wonder if this had all been a dream? Did the sharp smell of the sheep and the goats hit her nose and make her catch her breath? Did she elbow Joseph in irritation as he snored loudly next to her? Did she sigh in exhaustion as Jesus woke up and cried and demanded to be fed again? Did she look around the manger and shake her head at the memory of the dirty and sketchy group of shepherds who had suddenly appeared loudly proclaiming angels had sent them to find her and her son? Who were all these people? Did it still feel like a miracle? The gospel writer tells us, but Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. This line comes right after the shepherds have shared their extraordinary tale of angels appearing to them in the fields. Maybe those words of the shepherds came back to her mind that morning and transformed how she saw the scene before her. The word in Greek for ponder is symbolo, and it means to bring two things together in one's mind. Maybe as Mary pondered the words of the shepherds, the pain and the fear of their journey and her labor came together with this story and her experience of God's love and glory, and everything she saw around her looked like a miracle again. Her baby, with his fuzzy head and curled up toes and impossibly small nose, looked again like a miracle. Her husband, Joseph, patient and kind, who believed her and married her and was now father to this child, looked again like a miracle. The ragtag group of shepherds and sheep and women and men who had gathered together in that place to witness the birth of this impossibly small creature looked again like a miracle. This most ordinary, this most fundamental of all human experiences, birth, looked again like a miracle. How many millions and millions of times before this Jesus was born had this very same thing happen, a child born to a woman? How many billions and billions of times has it happened since? I mean, honestly, it happened to all of us, each and every one of us. As Martin said like last night, 100% of us entered this world by birth. It happened to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, and to me, and it happened to God. God took this thing that happens to all of us, this journey from womb to world, the first gasp of air in lungs that were just seconds ago filled with water, our first meal at our mother's breast. God took all these things and became part of it, all of it. The miracle of the incarnation is not that God did something amazing and unprecedented like raising the dead. The miracle of the incarnation is that God did something so utterly ordinary and everyday. And in doing so, transformed what it means for us to be human and transformed how we understand what it means to be divine. And that can change the way we look at the world if we let it. If we slow down and treasure and ponder the everyday miracles of this world, of our bodies, of the people we encounter every day. I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time running around trying to fit it all in, especially at this time of year. Something has to be big, like really big, or really, really beautiful to make me stop, make me take a breath, make me appreciate the miracle of creation. You know, like Mount Hood as you're crossing the Hawthorne Bridge, or a sunset at the beach, or some incredibly beautiful child running up for communion. I can treasure and ponder those things in my heart, no problem. But I wonder what it might be like if I treasured and pondered the everyday, the commonplace, the very, very, very regular. The past couple of services this week, I have walked to church from my house, which is about a 2-mile walk from where I live in Southeast. And the most direct and efficient route is for me to walk on 20th Avenue. It's pretty much a straight shot from my house to church. And I have to tell you, this is not a very nice walk. It's a very, very regular street with very, very regular people. There's nothing to sort of make it feel beautiful or transformative. And I've thought about how I should find a nicer or a prettier route. And if I did, I am sure I would find more things to treasure along the way. But then I thought, what if I slowed down and looked around and found the everyday miracles of creation on this everyday street? Found a miracle in the incredible mural of these two stag beetles whose antennae, do they have antennae? I don't know, but whose antennae are being transformed into flowers. Have you seen that on 20th? It's incredible. Or being transformed, found a miracle in the smile of the lovely woman I passed yesterday who was wearing this bright yellow scarf, and she told me she liked my pants. Or found a miracle in the little weeds that grow in the cracks of the sidewalk. What if Jesus coming into the world in the most ordinary ways makes a miracle of the everyday, of the mundane and the ordinary? Jesus was not born in the halls of power to the emperors and governors we heard about in today's gospel. Jesus was born to poor refugees in an ordinary town, in an ordinary house. Angels did not appear to scholars and priests. Angels appeared to shepherds in the fields, shepherds who were at the bottom of the social structure of the time. To put it in a 21st century way, it would be like angels appearing with good news in a homeless encampment. The miracle of the incarnation happened in the places and amongst the people most of us hurry past every day. The ones we often do not see, the ones often whose eyes we seek to avoid. As we contemplate together the miracle of the incarnation in the light of this day, let us slow down and breathe it in. Let's notice the miracles of the everyday. John O'Donohue wrote, "Christmas reminds us to glory in the simplicity and wonder of one day. It unveils the extraordinary that our hurried lives conceal and neglect." Let us treasure and ponder this miraculous story in our hearts, my friends. Jesus was born of a woman this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah.